the Love Donegal Day, I suppose, this year is particularly important because it gives us an opportunity just to say hi to everyone and to give them an opportunity to say hi back to us again and say, look, we're still here. We're staying safe. We hope you guys are staying safe as well. You know, don't forget about us. Stay in touch. You know, as they say, particularly at the moment, be kind to each other as we go through this terrible pandemic, and we see each other on the far side of all of that. The one thing as well, Greg, I suppose that surfaced, and we'd never have been able to carry out this experiment were it not for the pandemic. The fact that now, you know, rural parts of the country, including Donegal, are now looked at as being options for people to relocate to work from, and so on and so forth. The fact that we've been able to, many of our larger businesses have been able to work, you know, from home in the same way as they would have been able to from the large office buildings, reflects the capacity that exists here. And it certainly caused pause for thought amongst businesses that, you know, that would formerly have been looking at the big glass building along the quays in Dublin as an option for their office accommodation. We see a change and a pivot in relation to all of that. And as part of our own remote working strategy in the council and with our development colleagues, we're looking at how we can actually tell the story of what we have available here. And you know, there are numerous businesses who are doing it every day of the week here. And the Love Donegal Day is another opportunity just to surface that and to be able to reflect the great county that we have. And I suppose to a certain extent, you and I take for granted because we're here every day of the week.